Purple Greg, Purple Greg. Purple Greg, Purple Greg. I only wanna see you lying in the purple, Greg.
Purple Greg, Purple Greg.
Okay.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It is the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Goals.
And I want to start this episode off by talking about my proud daddy moment from last night. I know that you are not a dad and you don't relate to this at all, but my kids earned their new belts in Taekwondo yesterday. And that's exciting. Abby became an orange belt, and Aiden got his big boy white belt, if there is such a thing.
There's no such thing as a big boy white belt. But that's what you get for showing up.
Yeah, it is kind of. But they gave him a little Danielson head wrap type thing, which is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's rocking that. And
he just flopped around like a fish. Kind in front of people, and they were like, oh, you did so great.
He is the biggest ham of all time. So where he was set up during his testing, he was right there by all the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a row of about four moms that were right on the front. And he had them cracking up because he basically ruled the test. He was like, hey, I want to do this. I want to throw the punches. And so the instructor would be like, okay, well, Aiden wants to throw the punches. And so he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he would start doing his roundhouse kicks and whatnot. And it was awesome.
So he was just flopping around.
He was.
Just having a blast.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's wrong with this country. All you have to do is show up and you get a trophy.
Yeah, but that is kind of what's wrong with this country.
Is it, though?
No.
Whenever I got the trophy as a kid, I didn't know what I got it for.
Well, it's like the participation ribbon that you get at play day. You know, you have your.
I never felt
like. What are the colors of the ribbons? You get blue? Is that the first place? Blue and red and purple? Were those the three colors?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but you'd always get a participation ribbon, and I thought that was kind of dumb. Because it's like, what am I? Like, I came in fifth. Mm-hmm. I don't deserve a ribbon for that.
Yeah. Well, I got ribbons and crap like that at field days, and I was like, I don't understand why I'm getting this. I didn't win anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, even when I played baseball, like, I would get a trophy at the end of the season. I'm like, why?
Yeah. See, we never did. I think that's where our generation gap is, because we never got participation trophies. We would get them at play day. You know, here's a ribbon. Thanks for coming out and participating. But we were never awarded a trophy for having a crap-ass team.
Yeah.
Like, it was always first, second, or third place would always get the trophy. First place was always the big, giant trophy.
See, that's the one I wanted. I never wanted this little I was like, what is the point of this?
Right. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. Like, oh, what does this mean to anybody? We didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. You just showed up.
Yeah. I didn't get, like, I first thing, can I say, I'm sick of this, like, generational arguing that is pretty consistent. Like, boomers are constantly shitting on millennials, mm-hmm. and we're sending it back. Why is this a thing?
Because that old school mentality, they struggle with keeping up with the times. So your generation has always had technology in front of them, and that generation has no idea what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So they see a 27-year-old, 28-year-old, and younger with their face in their phone, and they just don't understand that. Back when I was a kid, we had to go outside and play. And they don't understand that this is just, it's the norm. You have access to your games right there.
Mm-hmm.
You have access to all of your news right there.
Mm-hmm.
You have access to the internet. You have all that stuff, whereas they used to have to go out and seek out this information, or if they wanted to play games, they would, well, obviously they didn't have video games back in the day, but they'd have to do more to get what they wanted.
I'm just frustrated with it. Like, every day I have to see another post telling me why my generation is shit, and it's like, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Well,
like,
no, I mean, and I think that that's kind of the common, that's common for your crew.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the
did
generation.
Did Gen X get this?
Of course we did.
From,
yeah.
You got like, oh, you're lazy. You're this. You're that. I'm just wondering because I'm so like over it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, this is why your generation is awful. It's like, well, your generation ain't great either, dude.
Well, like the greatest generation, mm-hmm. which would be.
Were they the ones who hated you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like my grandma thought that I was a lazy, no good, just pot smoking moron of a person.
Well, she wasn't wrong.
Well, maybe not. She wasn't too far off. But, you know, like the greatest generation, as they're called, mm-hmm. I find that to be, why do they call them the greatest generation? Because all they did, they created a terrible environment.
You know what's pretty interesting? Like the boomers hate the millennials. Millennials hate the boomers. But like us and Gen X, we're cool.
Oh, yeah. Like
because
Gen X really didn't, they didn't really contribute to anything other than like the grunge rock era.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that Gen X really has to
show.
But
you guys will hate whoever our kids are.
But I'm not going to. And that's one of the things that as a dad, I see my kids progress,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I see what they're into.
Well, your kids aren't millennials.
No. But they're going to be in a... They're going to be in a weird generation. They're going to be in one of the generations that has never not had technology in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say like the millennials are that first generation of it where when you were a little kid, you didn't quite have this technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But my kids will always have this technology.
But you're going to hate your kids' generation.
I don't think so. And the reason why I think that is because I work in this industry.
Mm.
I work in an industry where it's a revolving door of different trends and fashions and music styles and whatnot. And so I've been able to, I don't know, kind of take those on as we go. So I don't think that I'll have any problem with it. Sure, you know, when Abby's at that age where she's fawning over some Justin Bieber-esque
Justin
type
Bieber
kid,
2.0.
I might just take exception to it every once in a while, but I'm not going to be that guy that's like, well, this is crap, you can't listen to that, because every kid goes through that. I mean, and it stems all the way back through time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not all the way through time. Maybe the land before time, but, I get it. I understand where we're going with my kids and my family, and so I'm not going to be that old crotchety get-off-my-yard type dad that's, you know,
well, all I can say is Donald Trump is about to make this country great again.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that? We are living in idiocracy.
We are living in the end times. This has got to be it for this country if we're going to elect Donald Trump. It's got to be it.
They can't.
It's got to be it.
He
Seinfeld.
Can't win.
Hey.
He can't win that, right? He can't possibly win.
I think that we are doomed.
We're doomed no matter what. You've got Hillary. She's no good. You've got Donald. He's no good.
Yeah, but, like, she isn't, like, this bigoted idiot. Like, she at least has got a brain on her.
Well, yeah, there's that. Like, Donald, there's...
Like,
I guess she would be the less of the two evils there.
Yeah, she is. Like, you can't elect this idiot. Oh, yeah, I'm going to build this wall. How much is the wall going to cost? I don't know. Mexico's going to pay for it. How are they going to do that? I don't know. So you're not going to do anything? Is that what you're going to do? Or are we going to waste all this money on this stupid wall?
It seems like that the millennials
mm-hmm.
are all for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, love him.
But how do we get your generation to go out and vote? It's like you see it posted on social media and you see it all over the place that, you know, Hillary has a rally over here and then Bernie has a giant rally over here. But are those people going to go vote?
They did vote, and that's why he was so strong in it. The problem is the media didn't want him to be elected.
Right.
They don't want him to be the candidate, so they don't give him any coverage.
Mm-hmm.
They treated him like he wasn't even there. Mm-hmm. For somebody that had zero backing by any media company, he did extremely well.
Right.
It wasn't our fault because we're the ones who got him to where he is. The problem is most people didn't know, like your common folk, the older people, mm-hmm. didn't know what he was doing. And then some people would hear his name just go like, oh, he just wants to give out free stuff. That's not how that works.
Right.
Like, if you think that liberals just go, oh, yeah, we just want free stuff, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We still pay for this stuff.
Right.
But it just comes out of a centralized location.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, I'm not going to continue doing this. I sound like a fucking crazy person.
Well, it's politics, and that's what it does to people.
It makes you a crazy person.
It really does, and I hate it. I hate it.
I really do hate it, too.
Let's just move on.
Yeah,
let's get over politics.
I don't know why.
I
don't know why we got into that over your kids having a great time getting new belts.
Yeah, I don't know. What happened?
We got on a tangent, man.
Yeah,
I've just been like so inundated with every day having to see these posts about why my generation sucks. I'm like, I'm busting my ass here.
I like your generation.
Thank you.
I think it's all right.
Yeah.
I think you're all right.
Thank you.
And it keeps me youthful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the millennials have done for me.
Well, the problem is I'm almost 30.
Yeah.
So I'm not youthful anymore.
Well, you're getting on up there, but that's all right.
I found a gray hair in my beard the other day.
There's nothing worse than finding the gray hair.
The first one. It's right here on my chinny chin chin.
You'll remember where you were that forever. It's kind of like that 9/11 effect where you remember exactly where you were when you found it.
I was in the bathroom, and then I like looked at my. I was brushing my teeth, and I looked at my face, and I went, "Is that just toothpaste?"
Face there?
And then I got closer, and I was like, "No, that's white. That is white."
Did you pluck it?
Oh yeah.
I remember I was in the elevator on my way up to the Wolf to do my night show.
99.5 the Wolf.
As Jake Daniels and 99.5 the Wolf. Mm-hmm. And I was in the elevator, and there were, you know, there were reflective doors.
Yeah.
So I was on the inside, and I got up to the 13th floor, and I kind of moved closer to the door to get out as it was going to open, and I noticed a gray hair. This is when I had real long hair, too.
Oh, boy.
And I noticed it, and I was like, wait, what? And I pulled it off, and, like, I remember I walked into the studio, and I showed it to the afternoon girl. I'm like, I've got a gray hair. What is this? And then it wasn't long after that that all, like, you can see if you're watching the video, you can see I've got a lot of white gray hair, or white. I've got a lot of white hair in my beard.
I think that looks good, though.
But this was all, that was all red.
Yeah. You had a red beard?
Well, I mean, it was the dark brown, but where all of the white is now,
it
that was
red.
Red at the time.
Weird.
So I guess it was like the pigmentation in the hair slowly fading out.
See,
and then suddenly it was just all white. I'm like, oh, man.
See,
what's happening
here?
Yeah,
I'm not so much scared for the grayness because I think the grayness looks cool. What I'm upset about is, like, I keep looking at my scalp thinking my hair is falling out because it kind of is. Like,
right.
You get older and it thins out a bit. Mm-hmm. It kind of moves a bit. Like, I just don't want to lose that or look like how my dad's hair was.
Right.
And I'm scared that that's what's going to happen.
Well, you can't beat genetics.
No, you can't.
You can't. Mm-hmm. You can upgrade your looks with plastic surgery, but genetics, they're always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go to the hair clinic for men, I guess, but
I'm not going to do that. I just shave it all off.
Right. Once you start to lose it, embrace it and go with it.
Yeah.
It's better to...
If we cross that bridge, it's all going.
Right. What's the point?
Yeah.
You're going to spend more money.
I'm just going to wear hats anyway.
Right. Don't do it. Just let it go, man.
I will.
Let it go.
Let it go.
So,
let it go.
Okay. One thing that we got into the other day, you and I, by my desk, the old Greg and Greg Show studio. For some reason, I was, part of my job is to browse through our Craddock Show and Burt Show affiliates' websites to make sure that they're using all of the social media stuff that I send or the images that we produce for our promotions and whatever.
Yeah.
So I was cruising through some websites, and I found a video, which was the Smash Mouth You're an All-Star video.
Yep.
And you came walking by, and I brought you over to the desk, and I had it queued up to where when you fired it off, it was immediately, hey, now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. And so Greg was like, oh, okay, so we're going to walk down this path now, are we?
I one-upped you to the nth degree.
So he jumps on the computer, and he finds Smash Mouth.
Let me sing the whole part of it.
Yeah, go for it. I'll see if I can find it in here, if we can pull it up, too.
Dude, it goes to, it starts at the, she was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in a shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop 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 coming. And all it does is play "and they don't stop coming" over and over again for 10 hours.
10 hours straight. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop 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 coming and they don't stop.
Okay,
so I was listening to this and I got a good chuckle out of it. And then I was like, what is this one over here? So this is the Foo Fighters, song called The Best.
Yeah.
And it's, there's no video to it.
It's the
just,
best of you.
The best of you. So there's just an image of Dave Grohl.
Really close to his face.
Extremely close. And, well, we'll just let you listen here. What's genius about this one is that it's just
the best, the best, the best, the best,
and it's still completely on beat.
Yes, it's on beat, and they've got the rest of the song going, so you can hear they're kind of doubling over a little bit.
And then my favorite, which is the one you sent me, I've seen that one before.
Okay, yeah, so...
Okay, so you got to turn this off. It's driving me nuts.
This led me down the wormhole, right? You get onto YouTube, and the next thing you know, you're just cruising down a wormhole. And I thought, okay, what is this one? It says Eminem, Mom Spaghetti music video.
Mm-hmm.
And by this time, you had already walked away from my desk. So yeah. I discovered The Best, and then I'm sitting at my desk by myself.
Yeah.
And then you had Madeline and Jenna sitting at the from the Infinite Agency sitting at the desk behind me. And then, of course, people just kind of walking up and down the corridor there.
Yeah.
So I put this guy on.
This is the best one. Like, the best thing about this is they don't...
Mom Spaghetti.
They do the whole song, but they just keep adding Mom Spaghetti into it.
So no. I'm sitting at my desk.
His palm spaghetti, knees weak, arm spaghetti. His vomit on his sweater spaghetti, mom spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm spaghetti. To drop palms, but he keeps on spaghetti. What he wrote down, the whole crowd goes
the
spaghetti.
Stock footage of spaghetti that they put in.
Come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. Spaghetti's run out.
So anyway, I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm watching this, and obviously I've never seen this, so man, I am dying to the point of, like, I'm crying, and I'm almost, people would think that I was hyperventilating or dying at my desk.
What?
Because I was just, like, high-pitched laughing, I had tears coming down my eyes, I was red in the face, and I was hunched over like this. So they probably thought somebody had died in my family or I was having a heart attack or something. Because this is genius.
So much spaghetti. You only get one spaghetti. Yeah, that's one of the best. Best of YouTube, I would say Eminem's Mom Spaghetti.
Yeah, it is definitely one of my favorites. So, good find. Good find.
Yes.
Thanks for showing me that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, this week, I got to go see Comedy Beanbag live.
Tell me about that.
So my favorite podcast, the one that kind of got me into podcasting in general, is this podcast called Comedy Bang Bang with
Comedy Bang Bang.
Scott Aukerman.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's so funny. Scott plays the straight man in the thing,
mm-hmm.
and he'll either interview somebody or just bring in...
improvisational actors.
Improvisational actors, and they will play improvisers.
Yeah,
they will play a character throughout the whole show.
Okay,
so like he'll be talking to Paul F. Tompkins, but Paul F. Tompkins will be the cake boss,
okay.
or Werner Herzog, or somebody else. So at this event, it was Scott, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and Mike Hanford.
Okay.
And it was incredible because Mike Hanford plays John Lennon, but he knows zero about the Beatles or John Lennon.
Okay.
So, like, they'll ask him questions about the Beatles, and he won't know the answer to, but he's also supposed to be John Lennon.
So it's just a complete madhouse.
It's a madhouse.
So, yeah, I've never heard the podcast, but I've seen a lot about it, mm-hmm. and, you know, obviously there's a lot of people, there's a big contingency that loves that that podcast. So they do this on the podcast, like, it's just... It's him as somebody else.
Who? Who's him?
The main guy.
No, Scott Aukerman always pretty much plays Scott Aukerman.
Okay, okay.
So he's always Scott Aukerman, the host, kind of like just leading everybody and kind of keeping things on track.
Okay. Because I didn't know if it was sort of like,
Colbert?
Colbert, yeah, because Colbert was a character on that show, so I didn't know
No. He doesn't play like a ramped up version of himself. Okay. He plays pretty much Scott Aukerman.
Okay.
And then interacts with these characters that he, like he treats it like they're actually these people.
Right.
Like, he doesn't treat it like it's a person mm-hmm. coming in and doing an impression. Like, he's talking to John Lennon and asking him the John Lennon things and being like, so you don't know what Paul McCartney plays?
Gotcha. Okay.
Weren't you in the band with him?
But it's all unscripted, though, right?
Yeah, it's
so they're just making it all up as they go.
Oh, yeah. So you've got, like, the premier people in improv doing this, and... Sometimes they'll have guests on who don't really know what's happening.
Right.
And they react to it so fantastically.
Mm.
It's really funny. Like, he had Tears for Fears on.
Did you get his phone number?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
God. I wanted to hang out with him very badly.
You let me down.
I know.
Did you and Cobra sit up front?
Cobra did.
You didn't get to sit with Cobra?
No, I didn't get to sit with Cobra.
So you go to a show with Cobra. She sits up front.
I didn't go to the show with Cobra.
Okay.
I went to the show with my friends,
okay.
And Cobra was there.
Ah.
So Cobra went to go sit up front. She brought things for them to sign, and she was trying to talk to them about, like, hanging out after the show because they needed somebody to take them to a place.
Right.
And she was going to function as that, but it seemed like they just wanted to get on with it or go back home and go to sleep or something like that. So we didn't get to hang out with them afterwards.
Lame!
Yeah, but Cobra did get to meet them, and they signed some stuff, and it looked like she had a fun time.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we probably need to wrap this son of a bitch up, so that's what we're going to do. Thanks for hanging with us this week. Next weekend will be even more exciting. We promise not to go on any more political rants.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just was frustrated because I always have to see that crap when I log into Facebook. Why do I still do Facebook? It's awful.
I don't know.
It's
I do
all
it too.
Terrible people's opinions on garbage.
You know, it's ingrained in your brain as something that you need to do, and you just do it.
Between you and your wife telling me what foods are killing me and everyone else telling me that what racist thoughts they have, I'm like, why am I on this thing?
Hey, at least what our posts are
awful
in an event.
Terrible.
They're the
worst.
The intent is to make you a healthier person.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing.
That's fine.
Don't shove your non-GMO wiener in my face.
Look, I'm not shoving a non-GMO wiener
you
in anybody's
are.
Face.
You are. You both are.
No, I just want people to know that there are options out there and that
don't do it.
I don't go on rants about different foods and different practices. I don't do that.
But you
I
do.
Just, I want people to be educated and to know that there are options when it comes to your
first
food.
First off, the sites you post from are always questionable.
Like...
You post from these rando sites.
Don't eat shitfood.com.
Like, things like that. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Real food, good for you and your whole body and stuff.com.
Yeah, that's another one.
Eat some healthy food or you're all going to die.com.
Yep, that's another one.
Mm-hmm. See, those are all real websites.
Yeah, they're
Look
all
them up.
Real websites that have, like, science behind them. Not just some rando being like, no, you shouldn't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the backed up by science that we've got here.
Mm-hmm. It's all backed up by science. Science backs you up. Science backs you up. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll see you next weekend. It's the Greg and Greg Show. GregandGregShow.com, and peace out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.